think because it still has the capacity to shock the modern and contemporary reader. And one thing that's worth pointing out right here at the outset is that when Machiavelli wrote that little book, he first called it De Principatibus in his personal correspondence, which is The Prince in Latin. We, of course, know it as The Prince, but in Italian it's Il Principe. He never intended for that book to be published. It was meant to possibly get his job back with the Medici, or to get him a job with the Medici and the Florentine government, which he had been fired from summarily by them when they came back to power in 1512 in Florence. And he's first dedicated to one of the princes named Giuliano de' Medici, who then died and rededicated it to Lorenzo de' Medici. So in some respects, I suppose we could say it is a job application. Maybe I'm oversimplifying things.
No, actually, could you give our listeners a little background on Machiavelli? I think most of us are familiar with his name being used more as an adjective, a descriptor.
Yes, and it's one of those things that for the listeners, if you ever type him into Google Analytics, type in Machiavelli or Machiavellian, you will see that it is used millions of times, and especially it's used by newsreaders and by reporters, though I don't think they actually know what the term Machiavellian means. And the reason I say that is because if a politician really was Machiavellian, we would never know it. That's the brilliant thing about it. So if you call someone Machiavellian, they are actually a failed Machiavellian because they've allowed all of their perfidious activities to be exposed.
And the event is subtitled, Celebrating 500 Years of a Unique and Dangerous Genius. That almost sounds like a James Bond villain description.
Right. Well, it's an interesting thing, and I think the papers that will be presented will give listeners and viewers there a varied idea of who Machiavelli was. Because I tend to take the view that what he wrote in The Prince was quite evil, let me put it frankly. Others would suggest that what Machiavelli wrote was really a suggestion for how someone ought to act in a very dangerous political environment. I think both are true, but I think if you actually read The Prince and you see that he advocates the use of lying, all sorts of immorality, though veiled by the use of religion, I don't think one could really conclude that he's anything but a rather bad guy. He is a villain in some respects, but brilliant and a genius.
There will be scholars from several prestigious universities that will also be speaking. How will you make this accessible to the audience that has my level of knowledge about Machiavelli?
Well, one of those things is we've got scholars coming from UCLA, Seton Hall, and also from SUNY Binghamton in New York. They're all really excellent, internationally known, and I impressed upon them the fact that this is going to be a generalist audience, and that we wanted to make Machiavelli's Prince in the celebration of its 500th anniversary something that someone who only knew the name Machiavelli and maybe had read The Prince in high school or in college, if they came to this, they would get a very broad understanding and a clear understanding of what Machiavelli was about. So these aren't going to be deep scholarly presentations. They are going to be very accessible to someone who has a passing interest in Machiavelli. And I think it's going to be highly educational. It should be very entertaining.
And familiar to people who are interested in politics. You can find out how to get more information about Niccolo Machiavelli's The Prince, Celebrating 500 Years of a Unique and Dangerous Genius on December 10th at the Cincinnati Art Museum on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Landon, thank you for taking some time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.